Okay, we have a lav in the parsha. Ve'etzem lo yishbru vay, right? You're not allowed to break the bone of the carbon pesach. So there's a gemara that I might think, gemara is in Pesachim on Pehe, that this bone does not have a kazayis inside of meat, of marrow. But if there is a kazayis of marrow inside the bone, yavoy esay v'yidchel lo yisay, right? The asay of the ochlos habosar b'layla zeh k'doiche the lav of breaking the bone. So Talmud loymar, there's an extra. It says two times. It's from Leishbru boy, one boy, and it says it again in Bahaloscha. To tell you that even if there is a kazayis, still the din is asay is not doiche the loisus. Okay, now that's the Gemara on Pehe.
That's because it's two loisus.
Oh well. No, that's not the reason why. The Gemara actually asks why in Zvachim. The Gemara says, why? What's the reason? And the Gemara answers, because there's a new klal. Ein asei doicha loisa seisha b'mikdash. And asei is not doicha alav of kadshim. Which is rather interesting. That asei can't be doicha alav of kadshim. Okay, but that's what the Gemara says
why
the reason.
Why you need a second...
Kanir, you learn it from there. You learn it from there. That's what it looks like. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Now, but if you go to 10 blot after that on Tzadihei, the Gemara brings a machlekes, what do you darshan from Etzam Leishberboi? The extra one. So Isi ben Yehuda says that you darshan this thing, that the Asay two times, so that Asay is not Teichah V'Lav. But the Rabbanon darshan it to say you shouldn't break the bone because the second pasuk is by Pesach Sheni in Baal Oischa. To teach you, don't break a bone on Pesach Sheni, but there's no problem of having chametz on Pesach Sheni. They use it for a diuk. So Rabbeinu Chananel, right on the Gemara, he asks, well, if you use it for something else, how then do you know the din that the asay won't be doich the loisay? Right, if you use it on something else, then how do you know the other thing? So he answers, the Tanakama who argues with Isi holds like Rebbe on Pei Dalit, I think it is. Rebbe's shita is that it's since it says the iser of breaking the bone. I wrote down the pasuk right next to the mitzvah of eating the karban. Bevayis echad yeyochel ve'etzem lo yishbruvay. Maybe there's a few words in between, but it's the same pasuk. So he says, only when it's time to eat the Karban Pesach, Leil Pesach, that you're eating it, don't break the bone. But Erev Pesach, where there's no mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach, you're also allowed to break the bone. So that's the Rabbeinu Chananel's mystical answer, that since they hold like that, that's why they don't need the drasha of Ein Asay Doicha Loisus.
Can we hear that one more time?
He like this. The Rabbanon, they don't have two. They don't have twice Lo Yishbru Bai, because they used it up. So, Frek Rabbeinu Chananel, then why don't we say Asay Doicha Loisus? So the answer he gives, no, those Rabbanon are matter you to break the bone on Erev Pesach, like Rebbe. The whole lav is at night. So therefore, Vasei can't be Deicha Leisusei. That's how they know. What's the answer? What's he saying? Okay, this is the question that we're going to try to explain.
Okay?
But what do you mean? What's
so
not beidin? You're
allowed to break it.
You're allowed to break it during the day.
Okay.
No problem.
Break it, right.
You could do that. Okay. So he says, therefore, you don't need need the case of ein asay doicha
loisus. Yeah, but it's not. What asay is it?
The asay is ochlos habosar
b'layla hazeh.
B'layla hazeh
is
night.
At night, sure.
Okay, and you're breaking the bone
By day.
Well, and by day it's mutter.
Says Rabbi Hanano.
Well,
Hanano says you're, since you're allowed to break,
break it by day, therefore, so of course, I say can't doich the lois say or something like that.
We're trying to figure out what the Rabbi Hanano
what's saying. Right. Well, that's what he said. What is he trying to say?
In other words, it's, maybe it's, it doesn't line up because it's not the same time.
What do you mean? It's not the same time.
You're missing.
I must be missing.
Yeah, I don't. I also can't. What do you?
We're trying to figure out whether at night you could break the bone.
Right.
But and he's saying at day you can.
Since you can also break it during the day.
Or on Tes Kislev.
Or on Tes Kislev.
Okay, right.
And
it's a less harm to the answer.
Eat the meat until the night.
So what does he mean?
Maybe he means if you know that you have a bone that has a gazayis marrow, since you have an answer to break that bone before the night, so we're not going to allow you to be done it.
But I mean, what kind of thing is that?
It's Efshar Kaim Shnehem.
But I mean, it was Efshar Kaim Shnehem, but it's already too late now. So that's the problem. What does he mean? So the first way to try to explain Rabbi Hanan will be like this. Famous Tosis Ervin Daf Kuf. Okay, you already know what I mean, right? Tosis and Ervin Daf Kuf. Promise. all the Nechalese people know this probably. The Tosis has a kasha on the case. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim. It's quoted in the Gemara there. Let's say you have two karbanis which you're supposed to spritz. But the one is a chatas. You do four karbanis, right? And then the other one was a bechur. One, you only. And you don't remember which bowl is which. So the Gemara says, don't do four from both, because you're going to get Baal Taisif. You're going to end up with Baal Taisif, because you did four.
And the other one
is about Tigre. So Taisif says, what's the issue, what's so terrible about Baal Taisif? Aseh Doicha Loisaseh. Okay, why don't you just say, Aseh Doicha Loisaseh, since you have an Aseh of the Chatas. So
you don't know.
Okay, so it's only in a case, really the case is that there wasn't two bowls. They poured them into one bowl. So it says, don't do four, because you're going to do Baal Taisif, because there's Bechor blood in there. So for Taisif, why? I say, Doicha Loisaseh, say, do four, you have a real assay, because
Chatas.
That's the Kasha Taisif gives. So Taisif says, the only time you say, I wonder if I wrote down the word for word of it. The hocha I do. The hocha al yedei pshia huba. This whole situation was his negligence. Why did you mix it, yeah? You could have done this without any Aseh Doicha Loisaseh if you were careful. New rule. Then there's no Aseh Doicha Loisaseh. If there's Pshia, if it came through Pshia, then there's no Aseh Doicha Loisaseh. Okay? This is a big klal from Taisus. The Ritva says it too over there. So, very gishmak. So maybe Rabbeinu Hanano holds that klal. So the Rabbi Nechanal is real easy. The pshat is, if you shecht the carbon Pesach, you have to do it in the daytime. It's right? So it's a pshia. I forgot to do it. It's a pshia. You have basar in there. We're talking about that there's marrow. You were supposed to break it Erev Pesach. If you were Pesheya and you didn't break it, there's no Aseh Doicha Loisaseh. Okay? Mamash L'chayr, a very smooth pshat in Rabbi Nechanan. Okay, but now we're going to slug that smooth pshat up. Like this. The first thing is that I wonder if that answer is stam so 100%. Because can't you have where there was some kind of whole scenario that it wasn't a pshia? I mean, something happened. I don't know. Anus, whatever it was. Give me your own stories. What happened? Why are we saying that it's definitely a pshia? That's the first. And the second thing is like this. And this, my friend Noam Hinberg, if you know who that is, he was moisif the following, that can't be the pshat in Rabbi Chanan. It's a very chachmadika thing. He said like this. Tosis has this new rule that if it's your own fault, if it's a pshia, we don't say a seder chlis. Frek two groisi yidin, the Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Nedarim, and the Turi Avin Rosh Hashanah, that they have a beferish raya kineged Tosis. There's a Gemara in Zvachim that a person had a carbon, and into this carbon dripped a pustle liquid from another carbon, which is a avertit. So the Gemara says, eat it. Asay doicha lois asay. Okay? And then the Gemara says, no, there's an extra word, yikdash, where we learn that we don't say asay doicha lois asay. And then again, the Gemara says, why not? And the Gemara gives the same answer, ein asay doicha lois asay sheba mikdash. Frek the Shara Melech and the Turi Avin. It was your fault. It was your pshia. Well, what's going on over here? Oh, very good. So I tied it what you said. But it was, who says? It was a oinus. The case could be it was a oinus. Finished. Good. So that could be one answer. I don't know why nobody likes that answer. I was asking around. I asked Noam Hinberg also today. He said, well, why doesn't he just say the case was it wasn't a pshia? I don't know. Well, they think it's not normal.
Well,
the answer,
well, it's a raya, though. First answer is not an answer.
Right, exactly. That is Mamash Lechesh, but I'm going to say in a minute. But anyways, listen to the son, the Noida Behuda's son. It's in regular Noida Behuda, but if you look at the end, it was his son who really wrote it, Reb Shmuel. He says, he has a very geshmak of Teretz. He says, look carefully in every word of the Taisus and Ervin, and you'll see the answer. He says, we'll read it again. Taisus wrote... The hocha al yedei pshia huba. Yeah, here the v'hoya yochoy lehiskayim beloy d'chias alav, and it was able to be done without the d'chia of the lav. So he says that it's a little long. Tosis could have written just the first half of the sentence, and I would chop already. Right, the hocha yedei pshia huba. Since it was a pshia, we don't say after the chasim. But Tosis bothered himself to write, V'hoya yochol lehiskayim beloy d'chias alav. So he says, from there you have to be careful. Tosis means every word he's saying like this. If you were able to do the mitzvah, if there was a time when you were able to do this mitzvah without getting involved with a lav, and then you made a pshia and you threw a lav in there, sorry. So, for example, over here, you have this blood of the Bechler. You can do the assay with no lav. And then you mix it together. No, sorry. But if the time when you did the pshia was before the assay came into existence, and by the time the assay came, you were never able to do the assay without the lav, that's not the type of pshia we're talking about. Meaning, he says like this, read the pasuk of Yikdash. The pasuk, where the pasul dripped into the kasher. It's talking, Asher Yizeh, before Hazah, he shechted a carbon. The kohen is walking to spritz the dam. And before the kohen spritzes this dam, some pustle went into the carbon. So, now when does the mitzvah to eat the carbon begin? Only after Zrika, of course. You're not allowed, it's allowed to eat before Zrika. So, there was never a moment when I could have done the assay without the dechi of the lav. Because by the time I got to the Zrika, I was no longer able to eat this thing without a d'chiyav alav. That's not the kind of pshia Tosis meant. Tosis clearly stressed that it was that you were able to do the assay without the lav, and then there came a lav involved.
It had to be like a shas ha-kosher.
A shas ha-kosher when you could have done it, nor is it, it's probably a madrega in your pshia. Like we say, look, you had this assay without the lav, right? we're not going to be doiched a lav, you know. You threw in a lav, we're not going to be. But if the pshat is that you never had the asay, by the time the asay ever appeared on the horizon, the lav was already mixed in, even though it's true that that was your pshia, then you still will say asay doiched leisasay. And memela, that answers the kasha of the achrayim for that gemara, right? That answers the kasha. The reason why the gemara said that you should eat the carbon with the blia of psul in there, and the gemara says asay doiched leisasay, that's okay, because over there you never were able to do the asay without the lav. Okay, that's okay. So now carry that over to the Rabbeinu Chananel. I have the opportunity to break the bone Erev Pesach. Okay. But at this time, I have no assay. There's no assay yet, right? By the time the assay appears at night, I can't break it anymore. So if your pshia was prior to the time of the assay, then the din is that the assay is doicha delav. So mimeila, our pshat Rabbi Chananel is batal. You can't say that this is the case of pshia and taisus. Okay, so that's what how he's presented it. So putting it all together, I present it like this, like how you were saying, so how Ram was saying. Whatever the answer is in Zvachim is going to make Rabbeinu Chananel shvim. If the pshat in Zvachim is that the case was a oines, so then Rabbeinu Chananel Shver. So here also, let's say you couldn't break it because it was oines. And if the answer in the Gemara in Zvachim is like the son of the native Yehuda, because by the time the assay came, the lav was already there, so then also by Rabbeinu Chananel, by the time the assay came, the lav is there. Whatever is over there, so it can't be the right pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel. So therefore, that can't be the pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel. So now, so what is the right pshat in Rabbi Chanan? Okay, so for this, we have to go back to the good old Turei Evan days from Chagiga Daf Bezum and Bez, and that will help us out a lot. Like this, there is the famous Taisvis in Baba Basra on the famous Mishnah. If a person was a Chetzia Evid, v'Chetzia Ben Chayrin. So Shammai said, there's no one he can marry, right? Why? Because if he'll marry a free person, it's a lav of Eved. If he'll marry a slave, then he's the free. So there's no Eitzah, Tibotol, can't do that. You need Pir Rivia. Okay, we force him to free the slave. Frank Taisvis, I have an Eitzah. Let him marry anyone he wants. It's going to be Avera. Vaseya Pir Rivia is Doich the lav. Right? Laseya Puru is Doich Lalaf. And for Taisvis, no. Because you're only Mekai Puru Rivia by Gmarbi. And the Lav is by Haroz, by Tchilas Bi. Memela, it's not the Idna. Right? The Lav is before the Ase. That is the famous Taisvis in Babas. So the Turi Evan wants to bring all kinds of Rayas against. That's fine. Why? Because of one yisrael. The Torah even says that's still bidna. That's fine. Because anything which is a hechsher, right? Anything which you have to do is included that it's called bidna. So very good. So the first rai he brings is the classic asay dechleisay kilayim bitzitzis. For the Torah even, it's not really bidna. Why? So he bases it on a Tosfos. Taisus in, he says they're both from the Ri. The Taisus in Babas is from the Ri, and the Taisus in Yavam is from the Ri. So it's a steer from the Ri on the Ri. That's how he called it. So Taisus in Yavam says that to put on something without tzitzis. We find the Chazal made that one time. They were oiker. They said a sodin, right? A sodin is really chayv b'tzitzis. And the Chachamim were oiker, they said, don't put on tzitzis because of Xer, the Rabbanon. They didn't want you to put on tzitzis because you could end up with Isser Shatnes. So the Gemara says, how did they do that? The answer is, yeah, Chachamim have koyach. Yesh koyach biad Chachamim, lakar dover b'sheb al tas. So Frek Taisis Akasha, Why are you calling that Sheval Tasa? It doesn't look like Sheval Tasa to me. I'm putting it on without tzitzis. So I'm doing something wrong. Why is that sitting? That's doing. So Taisvah says, no. The Chiv of tzitzis is after it's on. So I'm just sitting. Because I should put on the strings. But Taisa says, but avada to wear kilayim is mefurish, to wear shatn is, that is a kumvase. Because there you're not allowed to put it on. So that would be a kumvase. That's the Taisa. So Dr. Turiyevin knew, turns out, that every time if a person has a shatn is because he's got a linen garment and wool tcheles, tzitzis. So this is the classic asei doichalois asei. It's never be'idna. Because when he puts it on, he gets the lav. And the asei, Taisus said, is after time. So it's always not be'idna. So how come the Gemara, that is the Gemara says, when do we say asei doichalois asei? Only if it's be'idna. Kigoin kilayim b'tzitzis. What are you saying? Misham Rai Fraker, that is not Be'idna. Elamai, Zok Beturi Evin. You see that anything you have to do is included in, Hechsher is included in Be'idna, and in order to have it on, you have to put it on. So Memela, that's called Be'idna. That's the Turi Evin's Rai. Now, I hope the Olam remembers that we were Tameya on this Rai. Tzarech in Godel this Rai. Because what exactly does that Tosfos really mean? When Tosfos says that the mitzvah of tzitzis is after it's on, like how much? Like a second after it's on? Or like a half a second? How much after? Zero! As soon as it's on, you have to put it on. When Taisvis says after, he just means the nature of the command. Meaning the command could be given as make sure to put the garment, to put a tzitzis garment on, you know. It could say it in that way. And then by putting on a different garment, you're violating the tzivui. Or the tzitzis, the command could be phrased as any garment which is on you must have tzitzis on you. You know, but of course, on the clock, it's not later than the moment that it's on. And the same thing when it comes to the shatnez, and it says, don't put on the shatnez. So exactly when on the clock do I get the aver? When it's a millimeter away from me? No, I still don't have it on. When it's on. It's the same time on the clock. It's mamish be'idna. Taisa didn't mean that this one's at 12 and this one's 12 and a second. Taisa is just saying the nature of the two things are two minim of commands. One is a min of don't do it, and one is when it's on, you have to have tzitzis on. But they meet in time. This was the kasha that we had, and Baruch Hashem, we ended up, we found that the Meir Lo Oilam already in Siman Aleph, taina that it's tzarechin. Okay, so that's the first taina. That one is tzarech. But then he brings the Karm Pesach one. He says, I'll bring you another raya to my yisoid. That the Hechsher counts for bin. Because you have this whole Gemara of Etzem Lysish Bruvai. And the Gemara says, let's say, Asei Doicha Lysis. Oh, no, we have an extra word. Twice, it says the Pasuk twice. Lysish Bru two times. Now you can't do it. Frek Toisvis of an art. It's not be'idna, because you break the bone, is the lav, and you eat it afterwards. So it's not be'idna. So what do you mean? So the Piskei Tosfos writes, the answer is this thing. Anything that you always have to do is good enough to be doiche. And you always have to break the bone before you eat the marrow. Memela, that's also be'idna. So Zok the Turi Evin knew, you can't ask for better than that. Feirish Gemara with a Piskei Tosfos, that anything which you have to do in order to do the mitzvah is be'idna. As Memela, he doesn't hear why Tosfos is saying that Tchilas Bia is not Bidna. It's something that has to be done. And Memela Avad, it's going to be Bid. Okay, that's a Turiya. Comes along the Chasam Sofer in Baba Basra Daf Yud Gimel, and he says, no Shaychas. That Piskei Tosis has nothing to do with what the Turiya is trying to get out of it. He says, the Piskei Tosis is saying something else. He's talking about Korban Pesach, that every single Jew in the whole world will only be able to properly do the mitzvah of Korban Pesach by breaking the bones. Every single time. This is not a coincidence or something that happens one time. It's always. Because every animal has some marrow in the bones. Okay, now you have to understand that the Chasam Sofer is learning that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is they have to eat up every drop of meat in the whole korban. Which is really, the Shagas Aryeh brings this Gemara as the right. Because the Gemara says that, let's say, I say, Decha Loisa say, so, Shagas Aryeh, what I say? Everyone ate their kazais. What did I say? So, Shagas Aryeh, this Gemara is a raya that you have to go ahead and eat every last drop of the meat. Fine. Yeah, not Dafka, me, somebody. It has to be eaten, right? And even if you have 10 guys in your chabura, and each guy had a pound already, and you have another pound, you got to finish.
Even though each and every person doesn't have the smitzvah, it's still called the bidna?
Yeah, bidna doesn't go by that, as long as it's the same time. Bidna means the same time.
I know, but he was made his yotz.
We're not yotze. We're all still obligated to finish.
You got
to do this.
There's two mitzvahs.
There's a right. Besides for the kazayis mitzvah, right? You have to finish it. Fine. So zokta shachasam sofer. So it comes out like this, that the Torah is saying you have to eat the whole meat. So memela the piskei tosis is saying a simple thing. He's saying, if the Torah said that is the mitzvah, obviously the Torah is saying that the asay could be doicha the lav here. Because, I mean, how else am I going to do this? Or else I'll never be able to do the mitzvah.
So then what's the lav accomplish?
Oh, so he says the second lav comes to tell you that Hashem says that's not what I meant. I meant all the meat except for the meat in the bones. But in the Havamina, that we were saying, I say, doicha loisa, I say, what we were really saying was, mitzvah sebekach. We were saying, not plain, I say, doicha loisa, say, but this is better, because or else it's impossible to ever do what the Torah wanted. So, memela, that's what the Piskei Tosis is talking about. The Piskei Tosis is just answering, don't throw in be'idna over here. Because that's in coincidence things. So we say that the whole Mekor of coincidence is, let's say, by Kilayim B'Tzitzis. No one has to do Kilayim B'Tzitzis. You can wear wool begotim if you want. By coincidence, it happened, so then it has to be Be'idna. But like the Piskei Tosis, this is much better than coincidence. This is every Jew, and this is what the Torah means. So Memela over there, you don't need Be'idna. Okay? That is what the Chasam Sofer wants to say, Psha, in the Tosis. Not what the Chasam Sofer fears always. And this is where I got confused. It's like the Chasam Sofer, so what does it mean in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, but now, if the Asay can't be Doicha Alois, Asay Sheba Mikdash, which is the Maskana, now it's better. Because now the Pshat is that the Torah is obviously referring to all the meat besides for the meat in the bone. Because since Ein Asay Doicha Alois, Asay Sheba Mikdash. And when it says all the meat, it's got to mean all the meat besides for the meat in the bone. That's how he just said himself that obviously here the Torah can't go with the regular rules because then you'll never do it. So how did he reverse himself right there? So I didn't understand that line.
Maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. In other words, that klal in the Maskana of the Gemara is not true. In the Gemara, when it's
possible,
we don't care about the
Idna. Right.
Zok the Gemara.
That
Lamaisa, and we don't have such a cloud. that
we have. Oh, we don't say that whole thing.
Yes.
So then we could have just said not bidna for that price. Why do we have to make the new thing? Just go back to saying it's not bidna.
No, but Hasan Shaper holds Menaswara that you don't reckon with bidna. On that, he still argues with the Turiyah.
Okay, so then why is it... So that's what I don't get. So why, when it comes to bidna, you don't reckon with it, because everyone has to do it. When it comes to Ein HaSidur HaLoisa Sheba Mikdash, then you do have to reckon. What's that? Either say it or don't say it. Why are you stopping in the middle? That's why I didn't understand. Until I saw Chidushei Rav Elio Eliezer Dessler. You ever heard of him? Michta Melio? The Michta Melio was a guy in learning. But you know that he didn't want anyone to know that he learns. You know, like the Mashkichim of those days, like the Alter. The Alter Slobodka wouldn't let you catch him learning. Never.
Me too.
I once caught you learning. Sorry. Yeah. The Alter used to sleep in his bed with gloves on because he used to learn under his cover and he didn't want to touch anywhere that he has to wash. There he learned. Anyway, so he didn't, but then he hid away all his ksavim that nobody knew where they were. Until when I was a bacher, they found it. It writes on the front page, we found these ksavim, bepele, some pele way, and we're printing it. And there was a whole, they made a whole sefer of Chidushi, of the Michta Meliyah.
How many years
that I don't know 30. What year he's nifter in.
30 years.
Something like that. We're talking about like that it was printed like maybe 25 years ago or something like that. I don't know. He went to Eretz Yisrael. He became Mashgiach Panovich. I don't know what year his nifter. Excuse me?
Where did they find
it? I don't know. He probably said, but I don't remember. So anyways, he writes like this. He's Masbir very well. He's Masbir. He Mamish says Pshat. He says Pshat's like this. What's going on over here is that there's two, it's not like Stam Mitzvos HaBekach. What it means is like this. We're going with the rules. We're not breaking any rules. But the idea is like this. There are two ways, what the Chassam Sefer, he doesn't quote, he says on his own. I'm saying that Chassam Sefer probably means the same thing he's saying. He's saying on his own. He's saying, one way is, if by coincidence, an Aseh is Doicha, it hits a lav. B'mikre, you know, Aseh is Doicha a lav. So the din is, the Aseh can push over the lav. Zog Techsam Sefer, but this is not a mikra. This is the mitzvah, ba'atzmusa, is against a lav. The mitzvah is saying, eat, and the lav is saying, don't break the bone. So, being that we know that the rule of the Torah is, when Aseh talks one way, and a lav talks another way, that the Aseh always overpowers the lav. So in this kind of situation, it would be in the lav alein. That once we know the derech of the Torah, that an Aseh b'mikre can knock out a lav, so if you have an Aseh and a lav, which b'atzmusam are contradictory, then that will tight up the lav, that obviously the lav doesn't apply to a bone which has a kazayas of meat in it. It wouldn't be every yochid has to go through the process of Aseh Doicha Lo'isa say privately. Me, the next person, the next person. It's in the lav already because obviously the mitzvah that Hashem came out of his mouth was already sort of against the lav. You don't have to wait for me to have a contradiction by me. The in the Torah there's already Aseh against the lav.
Same thing.
Okay, so there the Torah wrote Beferish, right, that you should do it on Shabbos. So here, from the fact that the Aseh is saying the opposite of the Lav, you would understand that the Lav... Oh, but, Zokter Michtam Elio, first, the Hakdama is, you have to ascertain that according to Hilchis Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, this would conform to Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. If it would conform to Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, then that gives me the right to understand that obviously the Torah didn't write the lav in that case. That's how I'm knowing which one the Torah means, being that I know the concept of Aseh Doicha Lo'isa Seh. So I know that if, let's say, on a Yochid case, this would be considered asei doicha lois asei, then I can understand that in the case where the etzim, they're contradictory, then the lav must not be in that case. Oh, so now he says, let's talk about what we're talking here. You have the bone, etzim lois ishbruboi, right? Etzim lois ishbruboi is telling me, don't break a bone. The asei is saying, eat the meat. Would this be good for asei d'chalais to say? So l'chayre, no. Because it's not be'idna. L'chayre, no. If that's true, that it wouldn't be be'idna, then you wouldn't be able to start the whole thing rolling. I'm not talking about what the Turi Evans chiddush. We're not doing Turi Evans chiddush. We're saying the heksher doesn't work. So if you say heksher is not good, so this would not be an asei d'chalais. Zok the Michtav Milio, but like this. He says, what is the reason for Be'idna? Why is it that you need Be'idna? So he says, there's two ways to understand it. You can either understand, because that's how the Dechiyah works. The only way that you have the ability to Doicha Alav is if, at the same moment, you're doing the Asei. That's what gives you the ability to do it. It's a Be'etzim Dika thing. That's one way you can understand it. But there's another way you could understand it. There's no problem, really. They don't have to be together. The problem is, we're afraid. We're simply afraid.
You can do one with
if you'll do the lab first, who is there to tell me that you're going to end up doing the assay? Okay, now, he says it on his own, but he didn't make that up. It sounds musardik, but Lamai said, there's three Rishayim that say this reason. Befeirish, Rabbeinu Chananel in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Beis, I believe it is, the Rav Nissen Goyin, and I don't remember who's the third one. Another Rishon also. They say this reason. There's a huge nafkamina. There's a huge nafkamina. Oh, excuse me? Or forget to do it. You don't need him to die. He can be alive. Right, you have that idea. That's right. That he might. The nafkamina is like this. Let's say you have a case where you're going to do the asay first and the lav second. That's where the big nafkamina is. There's a few of those cases. The other way. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have the asay before the lav. I'll give you the example. The Hafla has an example. He says like this. It says, V'loi siya le'isha. By Ma'anis u'mefata has an essay, right, of V'loi, he has to marry her. V'loi siya le'isha. Zok the Hafla, he says, when do you get that asay? When do you get that asay? So he says, tia. The word tia means havaya, kiddushin. Do kiddushin. You do kiddushin, you get the asay. So after that, the asay is done. Then there's a lav of lo yichal shalchi, can't divorce her. But you already do the asay. So now there's a problem. It says in the Gemara that what if that lady was a mamzeris? He was ma'aris mamzeris. So the Gemara says, let's do asay doichalois asay. So frek dafla, it's not bidna. Bishas, when he does the kiddushin, does the asay. And the lav is later. So it's not bidna. So I can't remember if he himself answers it or if Aaron answers it. No, it's typhus. Kiddushin typhus b'mamzeres. A lot is typhus.
Just a lot.
Only Rabbi Kiva holds.
Only Rabbi Kiva, right? The halachas kiddushin is typhus b'chayv alamin.
Oh yeah.
So the kiddushin is typhus. So now the pshat's azoi. So the asay is first, and the lav is later. Bishas the beit. And so he's Masber, he explains, he says, L'chayr, I have a different Eitzah for him. Just do the Kiddushin. And just, stay like that forever.
Mereses.
Just do Mereses. So you can't, let's say, you can't. Yeah, right. So he says, no, that's Pashit. You only get the Asay of Kiddushin if it's like Kiddushin which could have a beer. There's no assay to make her aguna for her life. That's nishkan assay, right? Grace of mitzvah, right? Okay, give her kiddushin, and that's it. And she's arusa for her whole life. It's for sure only a kiddushin if it will come right for her good. So Mimela, he says, what will happen is you'll do the kiddushin, you'll get the assay right away, and then he'll be mutter to do the bia on the mamzeres, because the assay is before the laugh. So assay dechalei, say that way. That's the nafkamina and this thing. If the be'idna is be'etzem, so you can't do that one before that one, that one before that one. But if you say the whole reason because you're afraid he'll forget, but you can't forget, you did that one first. Oh, so memela, Zakhtar Belia Dessler, Im Kain, there's a big difference. If you're talking about that a coincidence happened to Yankel, right, that he has an asay and a lechse say, so we say, if it's not be'idna, then we can't let you do it, because how do you know? You might forget. You just do the lav and you only do the asay. But if you're talking about in the Torah, that the Torah made an asay against the lav, right, that's not personal. That's that the whole world has an asay against the lav. And you want to know according to the rules that you have in how to learn the Torah, right? You're trying to figure out, well, what would the Torah mean? If the Torah would write, do something, and the Torah would say, don't do something, then which one would be doicha which? And when I answer that question, I'm going to read that the law here must mean not that way. So the answer is that we know that asay is doicha a law, even when it's not be'idna, because be'etzem and asay is doicha alav, not be'idna. It's just by one yachid where fatal forget. But we're not talking about one yachid. We're talking about how to read the Sefer Torah. And we're trying to figure out how should you read the Sefer Torah if it says asay and it says lois asay, and they don't work together. And we're saying, well, there's a rule of asay doicha lois asay. So you're going to say, yeah, but there isn't, because it's not be'idna, so it's not a case of asay dechalasay. That's not true. The etzem asay is dechalasay, even if it's not be'idna. It's a technical problem by one person. Here you'll never get that problem, because according to the way you're reading it, that asay is dechalasay, then the lav was only by a bone which didn't have a kezayis, but when it had a kezayis, there is no lav, so there's nothing to worry about. So that's how he explained the pshat in the Piskei Tosfos. That's what the Chassam Sofer is saying. The Chassam Sofer is saying over here that the Piskei Tosfos is saying that since every Jew in the world is going to have an asay against the lav, because every lamb has this issue, so memeila, we know according to the klal of asay doichalasay, which is be'etzem true even if it's not be'idna. If as long as you can guarantee me you wouldn't forget. Your asay would be doichalav. Then in this case, if I read it into the Torah, I'm going to read it according to that guideline that for sure the Torah must have meant only a bone which doesn't have a kezayis. That's how you would read the pasuk based on the havana of the inyan of asay doichalois asay. So now the Chassam Sofer fears it's very gishmak. So he says, but lemaisa, the truth is asay is not doichalois asay b'mikdash. So memeila, now according to the guidelines of the Torah, if the Torah would say yes and no, it'd be read it the other way. Since this asay can't be doich the lav be'atzmusai, then obviously when the Torah wrote eat all the meat, that asay meant not the meat in the bone. Isn't that geshmak? That's how he's reading the whole Gemara. And he says if you read the Gemara, you'll see that this is right. Rav Eliezer writes. He says, because if you read over there, the way the Brisa writes it, it says the etzem loisish bruvoi be etzem she'ein bo moyach hakosuv medaber ha be etzem she'ish bo moyach ein hakosuv medaber. Why? Because I say is doicha lois asay. What's that whole medaber and loy medaber business? He says that's what I was saying. He says that is saying what I'm saying, that we're reading the pasuk. What kind of case is the law? And now that's why by be'idna it doesn't bother me, because it's really doicha shalei be'idna, if you would remember. But lisa shabikdash does bother me. Okay? So now, once we have all that, so now the re in Baba Basra is okay. Meaning when the re said that it has to, that if this is tchilas bia, the lav of Eved with the baschayr is tchilas bia, and the essay is by the seif bia pruravu, so he says no good. That's true, because it's taken not be'idna. I'm stuck. There's no such klal that a heksher mitzvah is a mitzvah. No, the Reed doesn't agree with that. A heksher mitzvah doesn't count. It has to be the real mitzvah, and the real mitzvah is not at the same time. What do you do by breaking the bone? Breaking the bone is a different thing. Breaking the bone is something on the whole klal Yisrael, and then you read it into the pasuk that there is no lav on a bone which has marrow. So that's what the Chassam Sofer said. Don't bring the Piskei Tosfos into this. The Piskei Tosfos is talking about when it's a case where you have the psukim themselves are soiser. And you have to figure out how to read it. Are you going to either cut out a hole in the essay or cut out a hole in the lav? Either the essay is not on this meat, or you're going to say the lav is not on this bone. And then you use the klal of asay dechaloyis asay to figure that out. That's the only thing the Piskei Tosfos ever meant. And Mimela, that's how the Ri is Miyushev from the Kasha of the Pah. So now, after Achar Kol HaDvar Ma'ela, we'll get back to our Rabbeinu Chananel again. Rabbeinu Chananel said that one Isi said that there's two of them, two Lavin, to teach you that Aseh is not the Echela. So Rabbeinu Chananel asked the Kasha, but the Rabbanim don't have two, so how do they know it? So the Rabbeinu Chananel answered, because they hold like Rebbe that you could break the bone Erev Yom Tif. So we asked the Kasha, so what? But it's Yom Tif now. The teretz is because be'emes asay can't be doichalos asay. It's not be'idna. It's like the reset. It's not at the same time. You can't break the bone because it's before you're going to eat it. It's not be'idna. What do you mean? It says in the Gemara that it is asay doichalos asay. So we already said that wasn't a private asay doichalos asay. That was how you read the pasuk. That when you read the pasuk, we don't care about be'idna, because be'etzim, right? But you only can read the pasuk if you always, every Jew has that. If every Jew has that, then you read, what is the Torah telling me? It doesn't make sense. I have to eat the meat. But Lamai said, the Torah said, don't break the bone. I mean, this is impossible. So I say, oh, it must be not those bones. But if you can break all the bones on Erev Yom Tov, that's how you read the pasuk. No problem. The pasuk says, eat all the meat. And it says, don't break the bones. No problem. What you do is you break all the bones, Erev Yom Tov, and then you have meat, and no problem. You don't have to read nothing azeh, you don't have to cut anything. Everything is kihava yosei, regular pshat. The azeh is on all the meat. The lav is on all the bones. There's no stira. You eat all the meat because you break the bones there. Oh, so what are you going to say? But privately, this guy missed it. And now it's Leil Pesach, and he wants to break the bone. For sure, Asir. Right. It's not Bidna. So Mela, the Rabbeinu Chananel is halfly vafelet. Right? Rabbeinu Chananel is saying that if the din is you can break the bones from Erev Yom Tov, so then Bidna comes back. Because it's only a Yochid. And by a Yochid, Bidna comes back. The only time that you don't say the Bidna is if the whole Klal Yisrael has it. Okay? This is a good pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel. And the ikar of the thing is from Noam Hinberg. So you have to give him... he said it years ago at some... I don't remember. At something, maybe at Bris or something. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Left here.
The Hindenburg was different.
Okay, Joel, you have your slichas. Did you learn what's